MemberCare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invite you to take a moment for your health. Do you have a problem with using alcohol? Of course not. But is there someone you know, a friend, someone you work with, who you think just might have a problem? They say they just have a glass of wine with their meal, and maybe that's okay for them. But how much is the right amount to drink? At what point does it become a problem? Where is the dividing line between use and misuse? Your friend has that glass of wine, and then what? Another one? And then another? And then? I'm sure your friend has said, and probably said it more than once, "A glass of wine helps me to relax after a stressful day." And very likely that's true, for a while. The problem comes when that glass of wine, or second, or third, or fourth, becomes a crutch. They depend on it. They find they can't relax without a glass or two. At least, that's what they tell themselves. What we, and your friend, have to remember is that alcohol is a drug. It has an immediate effect of altering a person's mood. It's true that some people do find a glass of wine helps them to relax or unwind. Many people around the world enjoy the effects that alcohol has on the body and the mind. In one form or another, it's a common drink in most countries around the world. In some cultures, wine or beer seem to be very much accepted on a daily level. In other cultures, though, and some religious groups and some organizations, any use of drinks containing alcohol is strictly forbidden. Not that everyone necessarily obeys, but the rules are there. For some expat workers, their sending organizations may or may not have rules about using alcohol in their assigned country. Some will say no, some will say okay, some will have a policy that is somewhere in between, and some will leave it totally up to the individual to decide what is right or wrong for themselves. There doesn't seem to be a one-size-fits-all answer that satisfies everyone as to whether it is right or wrong to use alcohol. But we were talking about your friend. He or she likes a glass of wine with a meal, or perhaps a beer. And as it happens, everyone else at the table is likewise having the same beverage. Does there come a time when your friend becomes more than just relaxed after his or her dinner refreshment? What happens? Some people become very talkative. Some people become outwardly happy. While it is true that the first effect of a drink containing alcohol may be a calming or relaxing effect, as that alcohol is being processed in the body, your friend may become edgy. That means he or she could become tense or nervous, anxious or unsettled, or a couple of other definitions for edgy. And then alcohol can also interfere with sleep. To put it bluntly, although it is legal in most countries, and we'll repeat this, alcohol is a drug. It's a very powerful and addictive drug. It affects many people in different ways. For one thing, for many people, it causes them to lose their inhibitions. In other words, they will probably and possibly do things or say things that they wouldn't do without the influence of those drinks. Some people become party people, while others become argumentative or aggressive. Of course, your friend isn't drinking that much, just a glass or two of wine or a beer or two. And yes, their personality changes a little. You can see it, but you're not really alarmed or worried. Maybe it's amusing to see them relax and talk so freely. They've always seemed so stiff at other times. But now they sound so comfortable and free of stress. You don't see any problem. Perhaps they would probably say that they can handle it. Maybe. From their perspective, they think they can handle it. But does that little drink only happen once in a while or at every meal? And sometimes between meals also? At what point does that occasional drink become a problem for your friend? And perhaps also for others in the family or at work? At what point does it become a danger? And how does it become a danger? So maybe you're wondering, is any amount of alcohol safe? Well, that's difficult to answer. To some extent, the effects probably vary from person to person. To get a clearer picture, let's look at how alcohol affects your friend's social relationships, and also how alcohol may be affecting him or her physically. Let's say your friend has more than the occasional drink. Do his coworkers notice any change in the way he does his work? Is he late more often than usual? Does he make excuses for work that is not finished on time? Have her relationships changed with others on the team? Has teamwork suffered, even a little? Does your friend have family? Husband, wife, children? It may be difficult to really judge how alcohol use has affected family relationships. Very often, a husband or wife will keep their observations to themselves. They may even cover up and hide problems from others. Children may feel confused. They may not understand what is happening. But do you see a difference in your friend's relationship in the family? Is there tension? Does she sometimes avoid social events? There are many little signs that point to ways in which alcohol may be affecting your friend's relationships with others. Unfortunately, it is very possible that your friend may not notice those changes, or she may simply deny to you and to herself that there is a problem, or he may shrug it off and refuse to talk about it. How alcohol affects personal relationships is important. It's probably the first area in which others may notice that your friend may be having a problem. It can also, in perhaps subtle ways, affect how he does his work. Maybe he makes excuses to skip certain assignments. Maybe she has a hard time working as a team member. Maybe conversations are not what they used to be. Maybe job accuracy is not up to standard. Maybe being late for appointments has become a habit. These are all signs of a problem or a developing serious problem. Beyond that, there are physical dangers for the person using alcohol. Even small amounts can contribute to the danger. As we have already said more than once, alcohol is a drug. That is something your friend probably doesn't want to hear. Alcohol is a drug. Its first effect is to alter a person's mood, your friend's mood. It also affects a person's ability to judge situations correctly. In a relationship, that can be awkward or embarrassing. In a situation where equipment of any kind is being used, that can be dangerous. Alcohol affects your friend's reaction time. This is one reason traffic accidents happen after a person has had a few drinks. A situation happens and the driver reacts too slowly or reacts in totally the wrong way. The result can be fatal. Experts say that intoxication begins with the very first drink. It may not put enough alcohol into your friend's bloodstream to test as over the so-called legal limit, but even one drink can slow down reaction time and affect driving ability. Some of this depends on the person's body size and body chemistry. Some of it is affected by what your friend may have been eating while having that glass of wine or that beer. Does your friend have enough judgment ability to say, "I've had a glass of wine, I shouldn't drive," or "I've had a glass of wine, that's enough, that's my limit"? Probably not, because your friend doesn't feel like anything has changed. As a matter of fact, he or she feels good. So, of course, your friend will be driving. That's one area of danger that can be caused by use of alcohol, probably the one we're most acquainted with. There are many other problems that can be caused by using and misusing alcohol. At some point, it can affect a person's memory. She may not remember something that was said. He might forget an appointment. Long-term use of alcohol can lead to all kinds of physical problems and illnesses. These include damage to the liver. Stomach cancer is another possible one. Heart disease is also on the list. Alcohol can also reduce a person's sensitivity to pain so that they may not realize that they have been cut or bruised until the effect of the alcohol is worn off. The World Health Organization reports that misuse of alcohol is one of the leading causes of preventable death, illness, and injury. In the UK, for example, it is estimated that 28,000 extra deaths per year are caused by alcohol. Worldwide, estimates have been made that perhaps 2 million deaths every year are the result of alcohol use or misuse. One province in Canada reports that use of alcohol has been linked to up to 3,000 new cases of cancer every year. These include oral cancers, as well as cancers of the esophagus, larynx, colon, and breast cancer. These numbers should be frightening. But of course, the problem for your friend isn't that serious. Or is it? How can you tell how serious the problem is? How can you help your friend to first recognize the problem and then do something about it? And that's the key. First, your friend has to recognize that there is a problem. Until that happens, nothing can be done to help him or to help her. But let's say you notice some small signs that your friend perhaps has a problem with alcohol. What can you do? Counselors who deal with this situation regularly tell us that it is best to approach your friend with friendly sensitivity. Try and show some feelings of empathy and understanding. Show concern. Don't sound judgmental. Don't sound as though you disapprove of what your friend is doing. Remember, your friend might be embarrassed when you mention the subject. It can be humiliating to hear this. Most often, their first response will be a defensive reaction. They will probably deny they have a problem. Use positive language. Be a concerned friend. Before you talk to your friend, be sure you pick the right moment. Are you in the right mood for this conversation? Is she? He might admit that he thinks he's drinking too much, but maybe not. There may be a time when your friend or colleague or a member of your family comes to you for help, but the help they ask for may not be the help they actually need if they have a problem with alcohol. If they want you to cover for them at work, give it some serious thought. Is it a legitimate request? Maybe they are already a way behind on their work because of their problem. If your friend, who you feel has a problem with alcohol, comes to you and asks for financial help, most of the time it probably would not be a good idea to say yes. Why do they really need extra money right then? Where's the money going? And yes, I know, it will not be easy to say no to someone you love, or at least someone you'd like very much. Remember, you can offer assistance. You can be a friend. You can talk to them. But before any change happens, your friend will need to want to change. This means you may be having the same conversation with them two or three times, or even more, before they accept that they do have a problem, before they admit that they need help. Be sure they know you're there and that you're willing to help them overcome the problem. A Moment for Your Health is a copyrighted feature of MemberCare Media from TWR. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com.